Welcome back to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. This is Kevin Walter, your host, and True Wealth is brought to you, as always, by Coins Plus. True Wealth has been on the air, I think, 15, 16 years. I don't know. It's been a while. Some good, some bad, probably more bad than good. Who knows? We sure live in a changing world, though, and I mean, the radio, TV, newspapers have all been replaced by Satan. I mean, Facebook, I mean, Google, whatever it is. It's unbelievable. I suppose I should pop back out of courtesy for those listening and just True Wealth, sponsored by Coins Plus. I always do this last minute, sorry. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, depository service. We offer the highest rated privately held depository service on the West Coast, and we've been doing business 25 years, and we specialize in just helping you get the right stuff for the right price. We do a lot of investment guidance. We help even collectors, investors secure stuff. I was helping a guy, you know, I've been helping a guy for the last few weeks, a pretty significant amount of money in his family. He's from San Francisco. Unfortunately, he's semi-related to Pelosi. Seriously. And but you know, he's got a lot of money, and he's been buying a lot of coins over the years, and he's, you know, he just, it just doesn't always go the way it should. There's a lot of people that just, they see widgets and they see profit, and that's it. They have the widget, they have the customer, and they have money, and they want to maximize the money. And we don't do that. We sell products for what they're worth based on wholesale. We help investors get the best prices. You know, there's some certain tendencies we have as human beings. Going on Google does not make you an expert. It doesn't make you even smart. It can make you dumb because you think that you've done generic research. If you've been through, you know, college, and I don't mean to, you know, be all, you know, pious, but you learn. And even a good high school education, you learn how to do a proper research. You don't go to an opinion-based source, subjective all the way, and think that you're getting information. Oh, no, Kevin. But I looked at this site and this site and this site, and yeah, okay, well, it looks good to you. Do you think, I mean, I was a regional sales manager for Bank of America. Do you think that I could write stuff that, you know, if I had to, that sounded legit when maybe it was avoiding certain topics and overemphasizing others? You cannot think just because you know, it says it, it's real. And I'm not, you know, there's a lot of specific things that race through my mind. Just be wise and don't be cheap. I've seen people, they get cheap and they, you just make mistakes. You end up with junk. You're out, you know, trying to buy silver and you just save 20 cents and you end up with silver rounds that are mismatched, tarnished, scuffed, you know, and you bring them in and they're nothing but scrap metal that needs to be melted. Trust me, I don't say that lightly because we see it regularly, but they saved some money. They went online and found a place that said, well, mix silver rounds for, you know, like I said, 12 cents an ounce less. Oh, I better get those. And they're full of old Christmas rounds, you know, Merry Christmas 1993 with Santa Claus with, you know, picture on it or whatever, and it's all tarnished, or even if it's been cleaned, trust me, just don't do that. We do the best, the best, the best, the best, the best. We're always competitively or nationally competitive, always, 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 always. And we're the other thing about being nationally competitive, we're discovering we're more, because a lot of these companies are not selling people the right stuff. They'll buy Morgan dollars as uncirculated, and they'll get, you know, from Atmex or JM Bullion or these companies online, and they send them garbage. You know, we don't do that. Ours is, everything we sell is absolute rock solid for the grade. It meets anyone's criteria. I've been certified in every, you know, imaginable thing in our industry. I'm also a learning individual, and I've trained a lot of people, and we take what we do very serious. I've got a solid money background. You know, I've got some pretty technical, scientific, mathematical, and economic education. And then, of course, you know, successful banking experience, Series 6 and 7 licensing and equities and bonds and other things, extensive real estate experience in personal life and banking, and license insurance in basically all the states in the U.S. I got the four major in every line, which covers you for like 37 of 53 at the time, or 53. Yeah, all 53 states, like Obama said that one time. And I think he did what I just did. He was thinking 47 is half of 100, so 53 must be the leftover. I don't know what I was thinking. That doesn't even make sense either because I said 37, so let's let that one fly by. So anyway, to keep that simple, we take good care of you. Diamonds, people come in, they want to shop. You don't need to. We have diamonds in stock. We have a nice inventory of decent stuff for the price. We have high-end stuff, nice stuff, investment-grade stuff, everyday stuff. But we've got what we've got, and we wholesale to the public. We'll take really good care of you. Same thing again, nationally competitive. We know all the major players. We're on RapNet, which is a globally secured dealer network where there's millions of diamonds and also, you know, thousands and thousands of dealers or, you know, brokers, dealers, jewelers, whatever you want to call them. So we know what the market is on stuff, what's out there. We're always looking out for you. You don't have to worry. I mean, we do the research for you. And a lot of people get stuck on certain things. I mean, it's not what you pay is what you get. When people go, so what's your markup? They'll go, what's your markup? I mean, I'm like, well, what do you mean? What's the premium? Yeah, what do you make? Okay, well, those are two different questions. The way metals work, folks, let's compare silver eagles to silver rounds. And U.S. 90% silver, the old silver coinage, which is basically antique coinage that you can buy just for its silver content. Plus a little like everything else, but it's the most recognizable stuff out there, hands down. People get, I want pure 999. Okay, why? Well, you know, I just want it pure. Why? Well, in case I have to, you know what, melt it down and make jewelry, I don't think you're probably going to be doing that. Product is product, you know, and old U.S. 90% silver, they call it, or the term junk silver I'm not in on. That's just terrible because it's not junk at all. It's actually really nice. And we have a lot of rolls of uncirculated things. When we do portfolios, we do Carson City dollars and stuff. I just bought a pretty sizable estate of those, which is a lot. I mean, I probably have a couple hundred Carson Cities in stock right now, but a large number of them are already going to be allocated soon. But those things have done fantastic. I've talked about those on the show for a number of years. You know, they've literally doubled in about 7 years, which isn't too bad, I don't think. Whatever that is, you know, 15, 14% a year or whatever that figures out to be. 100% in 7 years is not too bad. But that's the kind of stuff we balance people out with. And so many people are so afraid and they read stuff online and there's certain things online. You got to have knowledge. You got to have a brain. And you know what? You got to trust people. When you think you're out on your own all the time, figuring out other stuff. Now, it's not like the whole thing with stockbrokers is they don't know, folks. I'm going to break the news to you. They don't know. They don't know what's coming next, you know. Well, you need a financial advisor, they tell you. Well, a lot of people do. Why? Because they don't have a plan. That's all the financial advisors or planners do. They help you plan. We all need to plan. We got to have a system. You got to be saving money. A lot of you have 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, 523bs, all that kind of stuff. Roths, you know, great. And that's probably all you got. But save, force yourself to save more if you're working. I don't care. Save 10 bucks a paycheck. Start there. Buy an ounce of silver every paycheck. Save 2 ounces, whatever. But I'll tell you what, over time, it builds up and it gets addictive. It's a good thing. And I oddly today got calls from 2-3 people on a personal level, not business, that know me really well and said, Kevin, things are going to get really bad. A friend of mine who works for a very large wholesale food company. They sell tons, monstrous amounts of stuff to Walmart and Shopko, Target. I mean, they're huge. And he specializes in frozen foods. And he said, Kevin, it's going to get so bad. He said, the stuff that Biden has done is devastating us. People are quitting left and right. What right does he have to mandate? Because guess what? He says, well, if you're a trucker, you're technically handling food. And I don't remember the whole thing, but you better get vaccinated. He has no right. We have lost touch with the fact he has no right. This is going back to the era of the earliest 20th century when they were doing forced sterilizations on women, syphilis, you know, testing on the blacks down in the South, where they would literally give them syphilis and have all these medical clinics so they couldn't go anywhere else and then watch it progressively kill them. Yes, our government did this. Arrogance, pomposity at a level you can't even fathom. Biden is so far gone. I know you hear me say this, but he is so far gone. I watch this man and I am like, this is terrifying. No matter what comes up, he does the same thing over and over. What has he done good? Whether it's, you know, the border. I mean, what a disaster. The president's responsible for our national security. Is that doing a good job? No. But you still have this conglomerate of liberals that are like, you know, they're going to hang on while, you know, they're basically hanging on to a lead balloon as they sink in the ocean and drown, thinking they're going up or something, or just saying, I won't let go because by golly, this is my party. This is your party. If our party, you know, call it what you want. I've discussed Republicans are fractured because they have conviction. The Democrat socialists a lot of times aren't because they don't stand for anything. I know people that are liberals. They don't know God. They know anger. And they know their friends, and if they spend the weekend with a bunch of liberal buddies, they're way more liberal. If they spend a weekend with conservatives, they lean more right, you know? That's not good. But when you look at the whole idea that he's, you know, our border destroyed. I mean, by the time anyone gets this in control or we get a new election or something, we're going to have 30 million at least more illegals. I keep saying it's over. I'm sorry. How else can it not be? They've been doing this for quite a while. He basically is sitting there while there's a huge leak in the dam, okay? There's a big old gash. The water, the border, the illegals are pouring through the dam. And he's acting like, well, I'm going to get to that. I'm just really busy right now. I've got other things. And, you know, and then he'll eventually, after they get their 30 whatever million, where they know they've locked and loaded, they've cheated through that Dominion server service. They've absolutely done everything to steal it. That's why Hillary lost her mind after Trump beat her, because he broke all the algorithms and the system. Just she couldn't believe it. They'd spent over $20 million on a big party ready to go. Fireworks and everything, and she lost it so bad everyone had to leave the room. She couldn't believe it. That's why she's so mad and hasn't gotten over it. Our economy, look what Trump did. I mean, granted, he was overstimulating via hyperinflation. That is a very, very real thing I might get to today, I think. Look at the virus. What a mess. Today there's an article. 45 states are doing really well, but there's five that aren't. Well, guess which five? The bad ones, the conservatives. Oh, those naughty conservatives, you know. And then they skew the numbers and twist. I discussed the New York Times penned the retraction where before Biden mandated the new Pfizer vaccine for children under the age of five. Are you kidding me? New York pens by accident, of course, that over 900,000 children have been hospitalized from COVID. And then after he mandates, oh, sorry, it's only 63,000. And then the Gallup poll shows that I went and read that, and my whole background is collegiate level statistics. It's mathematical and scientific. That's what I do. I can read that stuff that blows a lot of people's minds. And yes, it gets far more complicated than you can imagine. The Gallup poll is showing that Americans over-exaggerate COVID numbers far more drastically than any other country in the world. Guess by how much? 79 to 93%. Average 87%. Well, with standard deviation, 83 to 87% exaggeration. That means if they say 63,000 children have been hospitalized because of COVID, it's probably more like 15% of that, like 9,000. Now, that makes sense, where that might be associated with where they came up with the 900,000. You know, or who knows. Children are not affected by it. So how can they say they're hospitalized from it? Because they're in the hospital because they broke their arm and they give them a COVID test. Everybody got to have a COVID test. Oh, no, they have COVID. Check mark on the paper. There's a child with COVID in the hospital. It's got to be COVID. This is the garbage that we've done. Not Trump. And Fauci is literally, I've mentioned, folks, that guy is. How can an unelected, you know, obviously agenda-driven deceiver be in control of our country? Because the liberal media allows it. They are not the watchdog of our nation any longer. How about employment issues? People are dropping off left and right. They're quitting. I have relatives that have to quit their job. Like doctors, because they don't want to get vaccinated. How about nurses? I'll just say a relative is a nurse practitioner, PhD. She was there during this whole COVID thing. She was in charge of the COVID wing at a local hospital. Seriously. So she stood there, worked with these COVID patients 2 days a week. And by the way, she got very knowledgeable and she knew it was malarkey. She said, the people who were being affected by it were severely obese, you know, with like diabetes, terrible physical conditions, not even always elderly. Just extreme obesity and just in bad health. She said they people that ate bad, et cetera. She went through the details over and over and over with me and us. It's not what it's cracked up to be. COVID is coronavirus. COVID-19, coronavirus ID'd in 2019. You ever wonder why, if COVID broke out in 2020 and Gates and Obama had their, you know, event 201 where they educated the educators and all the healthcare professionals about this terrible virus that was coming, COVID, and then they had the movie Netflix or Pandemic on Netflix, and then it hits and they taught us all how to freak out. If it just showed up from Wuhan in 2020, why is it called COVID-19? You can scratch your head on that one for a bit. I think we both know why. It was planned. And it's nothing like we're told. Nothing. I mean, people get affected by it. There's different strains of it, etc. I don't know if you're aware of this. I suggest, based on endless contacts, people at every level. I have an old relationship who now is very high ranked, an employee that I brought up and trained in the bank money businesses. Very high ranked at the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury. And he is telling me things are going to get bad. I mean, there's... How, you know, this supply chain issues. Here's the thing. You know how the communists have been pushing us, or our, you know, democratic communists have been pushing us for so long? Everything has to be electric. Do you know now we're hitting electric overload? Do you know why this summer in Spokane we had brownouts? You know what a brownout is? A brownout is what you get when you visit third world countries because they don't have enough power. And so they have to rotate it and move it around. Or the draw overtaxes the plant, the producer, the provider, distributor of electricity gets overtaxed. They can't they can't keep up. So you get a decrease in voltage, and you when you go below a certain level, a lot of things stop working. All of your 110 your 110 watt stuff, But anyway, you have, like, in your regular plugins in the wall are 110. The outlet's 120. You have 220 plugins, but it's a 240 outlet because they have built in roughly, you know, 10% variation to not cause problems. When it goes below, like, 110 operating electronics or devices, when, you know, they have another 10% built in, they can operate up to about 100. But once you get below 100, they stop working. And that's what you see in brownouts. You see lights going out. You see there's certain lights that can operate on different levels of voltage. And so you'll see them go down and dim. That's why they call it a brownout. It's not a blackout. It's a brownout. And these are happening all over. They're becoming, this winter is going to be BAD. I was listening to Laura Ingraham saying that Biden has set us up for what they call a long winter. You know how Democrats, this is crazy, but when Trump was in office, all you heard about is how bad things were going to get. That's what they do. Fear, fear, fear. Now that they're in office, everything's great. And you know what? Here's the thing. I have the solution. I know, and I tell you why. I have listened to Joe Biden, and here's the deal. He's so important that, I mean, he doesn't need to take questions from reporters. And if he does, he should only pick the reporters that favor him, because you never want the press to challenge you or be the eyes and ears of the American people, right? That's sarcasm. He comes out, he speaks, he walks off. You know why he doesn't answer questions? Oh, yeah, you do. Because he's incompetent in most cases. And if he can't answer a question, he goes, I'm not answering that. And away he wisps. But you know what his speeches have been lately? All these problems, they're the Republicans' fault. Trump did it all. I mean, people, are you that dumb? It's Trump's fault. We have a problem at the border. When we have $220 million worth of wall panels sitting in one location, dead, doing nothing. Companies making $5 million a day doing nothing because they had a contract for building the wall and they were guaranteed a certain amount of revenue. But his answer is all you have to do is pass his bill. It'll fix everything. You remember that? Pelosi, if you watch the anger in this woman's face, I mean, she's a tare among the wheat. She claims to be a believer. I'm going to go ahead and say from, you'll know a believer by their fruits. I'm going to go, not seeing any real fresh, ripe, quality fruit there. But hey. So anyway, you got Pelosi did the, you know, let's pass the Obamacare bill and find out what's in it. No, we want these radical communist spending bills. They are designed. So what's going on right now is a radical redistribution of wealth to the government. Communism, hardcore communism. Hardcore. So when you hear, again, I'll just say, when you hear all this, everything needs to be electric. No, why? You know why? Because if you're on electric, they control you. If you have gas-powered appliances or whatever you want to call them, machinery, whatever, they don't control you. You get into electronics, all they got to do is what? Just shut off the grid. You're done. EMP. I was talking to a guy yesterday, a guy who's, you know, a lead tech at a huge computer firm. And he did his master's degree in electromagnetic pulse impact on computers. he's got some knowledge. And we talked a lot about the impact. He said it'll affect things you won't even know what should be affected. There's toasters, you know, that are supposed to run on anything that runs on batteries, gone. Obviously, power cords, gone. Microchips, anything, gone. Cars, gone. I don't know if you know what that'd be like. But if you got dropped into a world where nobody could talk, everything was set up for full integration and distribution, but all of a sudden, everybody was separated. Like, everyone became deaf and blind, almost. The impact is tremendous. You don't realize, you know, there's things that happen. No running water, that's a problem. Middle of winter, ouch. If you don't have the right food, ouch. You know one of the bad things? Waste disposal. That's what gets people. People don't think about that. No toilets to flush. Ice cold. You know, you're using a 5-gallon bucket or something, like when I'd go fishing up in the Tules with my dad in the middle of winter, ice fishing. You know, that's fine for 5 hours, but not for a prolonged period of time. I'm sure you can understand what I mean there. So, anyway, I'd say don't buy into the everything's got to be electronic because it's green. It's green is control, big time. Let me see which direction I should go. You know, one last thing. When he says, the last thing, yeah, right. When Biden says, oh, everything can be fixed if you just pass my ridiculous multi-trillion dollar spending bill. You know, supposedly for infrastructure, do you know what percentage of that goes for infrastructure? About 4 to 5. The rest of it is redistributing wealth to all their favorite organizations. It's actually guaranteeing them election victory from now and forever, if you even want to call it an election. It guarantees them complete power and control of the United States. Trillions and trillions of dollars, and all the money is going to illegals, people that don't even have citizenship. They came out recently. I mentioned San Diego's got a bailout bill for people who didn't pay their rent. Biden's got this in the big bill. Supposedly. And you know, there's people out there that are probably in that boat that didn't pay, and they're, you know, one thing I know from years and years of banking, when people don't take responsibility for their financial obligations, it is a reflection of character, okay? And what I said is don't take responsibility. I spent years, I'm not saying don't, I'm saying if they don't, that means there's a character flaw. They should take care of it. And even, you know, I spent all the years in the money in banking. I saw countless bankruptcies. All the time, people say, oh, it was medical. And then you look at their credit bureau and you go, why, if it was medical, did you have, you know, $6,500 in medical bills and $68,000 in credit card debt and on down the list? Because they didn't take care of their, they didn't take responsibility for their financial stewardship. And then you'll hear, God, why don't you bless me? I wish God would just help me. Really? Do you think looking at those situations, and I'm not, I don't, you know if the shoe fits. Do you think not taking care of that is a good way to prompt God to give you more? I know that you or me or whoever, we think if I just had more money, then I could do all this. Well, you have more money than you did at another time. Are you doing a lot better with that relative increase? Typically not. On average, in surveys, people have said that they'd be happy with just 10% more income. But here's the kicker. It doesn't matter all the way those surveys go, all the way from welfare to uber rich. And everyone on average is about, they say, how much more money would you have to make to be happy? The answer, 10% on average. In other words, it doesn't exist. You got to live within your means. You got to do well. He who is faithful with little, what do they get? God says in his word, they will be given much. God always shows up too late. When he disciplines us, and discipline's a good word, not a bad word. Punishment's the one people convolute with it. But the thing is when he disciplines us, It's because he loves us. He wants to help us. And he teaches us if we allow him. And our financial behavior is directly related to our character. But think about it. If Trump says, or Biden says, we get this big bill, it's going to fix it all. Does it work that way for a family? By the way, the big bill is just debt, pulling money out of thin air. Federal Reserve Director, what's her name, Yellen, I can't remember her first name, she said, well, this inflation is just transitory. Transitory, what does that mean? Transitional. It's necessary right now, but it's going to all get better. No. What's the biggest, most powerful organization and corporation in the whole world? By the way, before I cut over to this, gas and energy is supposed to go up 50% this winter. Prepare for that. You've seen like the Southwest Airlines strikes, which is what they are. The Federal Reserve is the largest, most powerful organization in the world. Okay? They're the most profitable, etc. They have absolutely taken over and changed America. Everything about us is different because since the Fed was instituted in 1913 by an emergency act of Congress at midnight on Christmas Eve with 11 members of Congress. I have books called The Creature from Jekyll Island. If you want to know more, you can get them here. You can read, scan the chapters, intro and summary, and then go back and read the whole thing. It's got the history of money. It's very interesting. It's very insightful. It helps you understand what the problem is. We are now in a hyperinflationary exponential growth rate similar to the last few years of the Weimar Republic, only at a level that is tremendous because they've been, you know, Obama passed off all this wealth around the world. Big time, spending over $1 trillion a year on foreign nations, primarily only Muslim and highly Muslim sympathetic nations, mostly Muslim, spending over $1 trillion a year overseas on Muslims and throwing the lever of these wars against our favor. Very interesting. That money eventually makes its way back here. Trump was spending money like crazy, but he left it, he brought it home. Plus, he had the repatriation, which was C corps, large corps could bring large amounts of money back, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, from overseas with only a 10% tax. So we create the money. Obama gives it away to these countries. They don't have to pay taxes. We do. And then Trump brings it back with a 10% surcharge tax, basically. And then they get to keep the money at home. So you got more that money coming in as inflation. The trillions and trillions of dollars we create every year as inflation. We have literally, you know, our debt range is really, our debt load has taken off a lot. People don't understand the Federal Reserve. They think it's too complex. They don't understand. They just think things are taken care of. Unless you have a solid money background, it's, you know, it's probably kind of confusing. So they were created in 1913, and I was listening to a TV news anchor that said their purpose was to maximize employment and keep prices stable. Really what it was they said that they would be able to stop depressions because we were having depressions. But here's the problem. We had a variety of currency in this nation. We had state bank notes in the 30s. We had wildcat banks in the 30s. And what happened was banks would issue paper money, supposedly backed by gold and silver. They were privately owned banks, and they'd skip out. What's worse, banks would issue paper money, and they went bankrupt. We've got tons of it. Then after that, you had World or Civil War. You got the Confederate paper money, which they made trainloads of, as in to incentivize their leaders and generals to win the war because they had these huge chests of money. They'd be uber rich after that. Lincoln created the first legal tender or fiat currency to pay for the war. In the 1870s, Congress paid it all back because they knew you were supposed to. They knew that's what you did. Now it's just runaway rampant inflation. Why do these liberals? Is there really not enough money made? Are they really trying to help? Do you really need government spending? Folks, they're creating a terrible dystopia. A demonic dystopia with this limitless credit card of theirs. Republicans don't know what they stand for, or they could fight against it, but they don't even know how because they don't know what they stand for because they're hypocrites, a lot of them. So the Federal Reserve Act, 1913, they were supposed to help with depressions, but really what they did is the greatest redistribution of wealth in the history of the world. America was becoming wealthy. Individuals were becoming wealthy. There was a lot of wealth floating around that time. Look at the Roaring Twenties. Part of that was because they simultaneously were producing fiat currency, Federal Reserve notes backed by nothing, while they allowed precious metals and gold and silver backed notes to circulate, and a lot of deception there on purpose. They retracted currency in 29 and caused a crash. That would be like right now. You think you might have a loan. So say, for example, you have credit cards. And all of a sudden they go, you know, we're gonna really clamp down our lending policy. So every year they review your card and they go, you don't qualify. You scare us. Gone. Done. You miss a mortgage payment. Now, back then, they didn't have very good Consumer Protection Act. So you're 10 days late on your mortgage payment. We're going to take your house. We're just not comfortable. Farms, ranches, everything. This is what they were doing. They were making it. And then what I was going to get at, the biggest loans go to commercial organizations. Big companies have massive revolving lines of credit. So they yank all those. All of a sudden, people don't have operating capital. You know, you can debate whether or not debt should be so critical. Well, once the Federal Reserve was created, they made borrowing money real easy. Think of this. A new home price average in 1913 was like $780. Yes, $780. Long Island, California, or Long Island, New York was about $1,100. $1,100. True. People go, well, now we have a lot more in the house. We sure do, but get this. 10 years ago, the average home sales price was, you know, $260 or whatever. 2 years ago, it was like $308. Last year, it jumped to almost $360. It's like an 18% increase in 1 year. 1 year. 1 year. $360,000, $358,000 and change. I mean, that's your average home sales price nationwide. And they say the next numbers could almost break $400,000 a house. What's my point? The Federal Reserve made borrowing money easy. They made it payment. They changed this from cash to payment. So you're basically getting the same product for way, way, way more money. Just crazy more money. For the first year ever, Social Security and disability recipients are getting a 5.9% raise. What's that tell you? The way the government lies, that tells you real inflation was about 20%. It really was. First time in like a long time. I don't know, 40-some years, I think. I would assume the last time would have been in the 70s. It wouldn't have been quite 40 years ago, but it probably was during the hyperinflationary period of the 70s. That's when we went off the gold standard. So, you know, it's basically like, I don't know, there's all these things I'm kind of looking at. So, what they've been doing The main thing the Fed's been doing since the financial crisis of 08 is this quantitative easing. Pretty name for pumping tremendous amounts of currency into the economy. You are experiencing hyperinflation no matter who you are. If you have a simple life, you're saving money, but you still got to pay more for food. You know, I talked about in the 90s, Clinton removed food, transportation, real estate, and energy costs from the consumer price index, which is the indicator of inflation. Now, those are the things that comprise 85% of the disposable income of the average American citizen. They removed from the algorithm that calculates your inflation rate. Therefore, they come up with these 0.7% some years and 1.3%, when in reality, those are going up like wildfire. Well, those, again, you think about food. Well, they're saying 50% increase in food soon or more, but that's across the board. Transportation. I mean, cars have gone up like wildfire. Gas is going up, you know, they say over $5 a gallon, they're estimating, by sometime next year. Can you imagine that? I mean, this is Biden. Are they blind? They just stand there and they lie. Like I said, you get Trump in office, they tell you everything's horrible and things are going to get so bad and he's so evil. What really bothers me is Republicans are confused because they're supposed to be founded on the principles of our republic. They don't know what they are. They don't know what they stand for. And the communist Democrats only know to stand against something. They can't unite over topics. They unite over disunity. They unite over hate and destructiveness. That's what they unite over. They're just against things. Biden's the perfect example. Trump's name means final overriding factor or resource, last chance, and boy was he. Biden's name means a waste. Of course, they've changed the dictionary definition online since Biden was running for president. But, you know, I'm biding my time. I'm wasting my time. He's a waste of time. So they've been doing this quantitative easing at a rate that is just unbelievable, unfathomable. Janet Yellen, that's her name. Janet Yellen was saying, I think last week, that we're beyond the point of no return now. There's no turning back. So you have to react and respond appropriately. What do you do? Well, like I said, I got calls today. People saying, get food, store food, make sure your shelter is secure. Do you have a way, do you have lights, backup lights when things get weird? Do you have a way to provide heat without electricity? You know, do you have a generator? You can get a generator and hook it up some electronics. You can do, appliances. There's different things. You really need to be prepared. Insulation, clothing. Make sure you're covered. I mean, you really should. Precious metals. They have us distracted all the time, looking at Bitcoin, looking at this market, looking at that. They're just pouring. All you see in the stock market, folks, is a great big cesspool of all the currency they've created. That's why you don't even realize. I mean, it's like, oh, the market's up, the market's up, the market's up, the market's up. Well, I have lots of you that have done a lot of business with us, and the vast majority are like, Kevin, I don't even know where my money's going. I'm not making that kind of money. Now they're all of a sudden seeing this floundering point, and most of you don't know that it's time to get out. And it may pop up. You know, people do the hindsight graphs and go, well, you know, if I had a bought there and sold there, holy, yeah, right. You can't do that in the hindsight. You just do what's right and fine. Precious metals are money, period. Gold and silver-based assets. We build portfolios. We can build them balanced as if things will stay good or moderate or whatever. I'm telling you, numismatic coins have done, all the stuff we've recommended has done phenomenally well over the last, you know, whatever, X number of years. Very well, especially during COVID. They're holding their own. A lot of them go up. They don't go down. The real stuff is solid as a rock. That's the stuff we put in portfolios. People might spend 60, 75, 100 grand, whatever. We'll put in 10% of that just as a balance. The rest we'll do in, you know, bullion-based or precious metals-based assets to help them out. So with this quantitative easing thing, I don't know, I'm trying to think how to explain this. They buy bonds and securities, and what they do is they funnel that money through like 38 banks that all take a piece, and then it comes out into the public, and they just flood it in loans. They started it due to a crisis in 08. I mean, they've been doing it forever. Even, you know, it's been going on since, like I said, the Clinton era, since the dot-com craze when we could have bailed out of debt in a flash. All this currency is, it's, I guess for lack of a better term, it's just pure poison. If we keep, you know, poison is, like I heard, you know, if you keep taking it, obviously it kills you. And that's exactly what it is. It's like, oh, here's some more poison. Would you like some poison? And who's really benefiting? These illegal immigrants. They're the ones that benefit. They're getting all kinds of benefits. I saw something on this the other day. I won't get into it right now. They're getting everything. They're getting all everything paid, housing, food. I've discussed, you know, clients that have talk to me that have really profound one in particular with a grocery store system, and she sees these green card holders coming in with our entire welfare system paying for everything, and they spend it on beer and candy and a bunch of junk like that, but and that's okay, I guess. So there we are there. I had another really, I mean, I never have enough time, I guess. I should do more. But we are definitely moving into a time of totalitarian, I would call it the age of totalitarian dictatorships, plural. Because everyone globally is following us. As goes America, goes the world. An age in which, think of this, our freedom of thought now is like becoming a deadly sin. I was trying to read all this stuff this morning on Facebook and the lies. All these people that come out and say they're doing these horrible things. They know what they're doing. They're letting third world countries intentionally impact our election in favor of their communist leaders. Democrats, think of the anger. You ever watch like Hillary Clinton? She's a livid hater. She's a destroyer. Pelosi, she was never meant to be there. Our founders would throw her out in a moment. 35 or 7 years up there. That's not what it's supposed to be. And she's ticked. She has an agenda. She doesn't even care what you think or I think. They know better. She said a while ago, I mean, this is so planned if you listen and orchestrate it, if the media did their research. She said, we cannot trust this election to the American public, and then they took over and stole it. Our freedom of thought is like a deadly sin now and will eventually become meaningless abstraction. Autonomy is going to be stamped out of existence. That's what they want. They don't want your unique individualism. You've ever heard the term rugged individualism or a rugged individual? That's somebody who's super confident and super good at being who God made them to be. Autonomy is a God-given right. Therefore, they want to take it away. That's why they make you part of a group. You're black, you're white, you're male, you're female, you're gay, you're straight. You know, this Dave Chappelle, who's a comedian who definitely has a pretty good art, but he throws some pretty hard, you know, nasty words around. He's got some good points. He went after the trans community in his last special, recent, and, you know, his last one he's going to do. And they just lost their marbles. You know, he's talking about this trans person that murdered a black guy and all this stuff. And then, you know, basically he compares, he says, you can murder a black person in the streets, but don't hurt a gay person's feelings. And he's totally right. And they lose it. And he's a comedian and he goes after everybody, makes fun of everybody. One by one by one, he hits every topic, but man, do they lose it. They cannot control. There is no freedom of thought. And he even talks about how they want to be a minority until they get pushed into a corner, and then all of a sudden they're part of the majority again. They want, you know, they want all the same benefits that we have, even though they want special rights as a minority, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, you know, George Orwell, I listened to the audiobook again in 1984. So true, but so dark. Definitely worth listening to on audiobook, but dark, heavy. His dystopian novel, 1984, it's fiction, but it's depicted, I'll say, much of what it's depicted on reflects the political realities of the globe at the time, and past and present, we'll say. I'd say 3/4 of what he narrates is not a negative utopia or dystopia. It's actually based on historical behavior. It's pretty heavy stuff. I don't know. I won't get into that stuff right now. I think I'll just kind of stick to what I can help you with. And we are now heading into the most runaway fiat currency system. It's ultimately economic and financial collapse. People keep waiting for the market to go down. I don't even know. They're making so much currency. I mean, if the Dow's 34,000 now, what was 34,000 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? You know, the way they're pumping out currency, it could stay at this level while everyone goes broke and everything becomes worth very little. So I wouldn't be fooled by that. The bottom line is precious metals are there. They do get manipulated heavily. That works to your favor. I mean, there's buying opportunities right now, and we help with that. And you can come in, we'll take great care of you. I mean, one after the next. I mean, we do a lot of business, and people are pleased. I mean, we're straight up. We're busy. And I've mentioned this, as I got to pop this in there. If, for those of you who, you know, we're running pretty high volume. We've got staffing issues. It's really hard to answer the phone sometimes. And it's really hard to get back on messages. We're working till, I mean, I've worked hours. You wouldn't even believe the hours I work to keep up. Would I like a little breathable freedom? You betcha. But I'm doing like 80-hour weeks trying to keep up with this stuff. But I love more than anything, I love coins. I love coins. I love them. I work with them a lot. If you have estates or collections, we're the place to go. I've had someone in yesterday that was like, well, you know, you talk about how important it is to buy metals, and I've been really embarrassed to come in and sell mine because I need the money. I'm like, dude, that is what it's for. It's savings. It's not my job to tell you what you should or should not do with your money. And we never will. We'll always greet you gladly and happily and kindly, and we'll do whatever you want. If you're making a mistake, I would maybe talk to you about it. My daughter's even far more professional than I am. My daughter's the best of the best, and she runs the floor and the bullion stuff. But if you have questions, if you wonder if you're going to make a right decision or how to make it, ask, call. But do not go get schlocked. So many of you are on these solicitation lists where you get called by solicitors because they picked up your name somewhere, And then I see people drop. I just dealt with a guy the other day. It's like $185,000 in his 401k, and he let some company sell him all this goofy, you know, bullion product, but really pretty. From, I don't even remember where, you know, the Isle of Man or who knows. You don't need all that overboard, overpriced junk because they double down on it. And I'm just going to tell you, you're not smarter than me when it comes to this business. Sorry if that offends you. I have committed my life to honesty, integrity, and professionalism. I've committed my life and my business to treat you right all the time so you don't have to be an expert to be taken care of properly. No matter how much you think you know, you can't even come close to educate yourself in what we know, nor can you find the resources that we have, etc. So I'm going out on a limb and saying, trust us. You cannot find a reason not to. And those of you who've had experiences, we really appreciate if you'd go online and give us 3 good reviews, 5-star. And as I said, we'll give you $2 silver. We'll mail them to you, too, once we verify that you did that. Man, time flies. I cannot even believe it. Precious metals-based assets, folks, be secure. Just be ready. You can do whatever you want. Don't just buy out of fear, you know. Buy out of wisdom. Get a balance. You want it. You can secure your wealth in precious metals, period. It is money. It's the only thing you can buy today and liquidate tomorrow. There's nothing else like it. It is God's true wealth. That's why my show is called True Wealth. I'm encouraging you. Our number is 509-444-0044. Toll free 877-TAP-COIN. I'd say through the website at coinsplus.com, but we're having trouble getting to that too. Still looking for some people. It's been a time, trust me. But you've got our word to get treated as good as anyone in any financial industry will treat you. You have my word. Again, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Keep your eyes open. Be wise. Take care. God bless. Have a beautiful evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.